Hello and welcome to Bill Selleck Talks.
Hi.
I'm Bill Selleck. That was not Bill Selleck.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna wait and let you finish the intro.
Yeah.
Do you want to start over?
No, we're good. We'll just keep going. So I'm Bill Selleck, and that was not me that said hi. That was Steve Giles. Say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
No.
Oh, God. Say hi.
I meant say hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
So Steve, you are not only my neighbor.
I am your neighbor.
Like a physical neighbor.
I know. I can walk over and get bacon from you.
I know. Yeah.
That was the best.
You did that once. Did you come up? Bacon and I bought an egg.
And
maybe.
Beer. I've had bacon and beer.
Yeah.
Bacon was amazing.
That was a good breakfast.
Like honey, apple.
The applewood from Trader Joe's.
It was very
good.
Dude,
it's good bacon. So anyway, but we're here in your studio.
Yes. John Cash Studio of San Dimas, California.
Yeah. Which is a back room in your house.
It's a back room in my house. It's an awesome back. It's not your typical back room. It is a two-car garage-sized room with a vaulted ceiling. Is that vaulted?
I don't know.
It's not flat.
We can just say whatever we want, though, because no one's looking at us.
It's solid gold, everything. Gold fixtures, and it's amazing. It's the best studio ever made. I love it. It's funky. It's weird. It's got lots of weird art and posters up on the wall. Old instruments. I have so many instruments that were just left here by people or who loan them to me because they don't have room for them. And I have a dedicated music room, so they leave it here in my trusted care. So it's nice.
Awesome. So in this very room, you recorded two things I love. And by two things, I mean one thing I love, music. And the second thing my students love, my second graders, not my grad students, Minecraft.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you're middle school, right?
Yeah, I teach middle school. I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at Lone Hill Middle School in San Dimas, California, where I live right now. So it's kind of nice. I roll out of bed.
He lives in Lone Hill Middle School.
I basically live there.
Yeah. But do your kids like Minecraft, too?
Yeah, and my kids liked Minecraft. I had a TA in one of my classes, like, Mr. Giles, you have to try Minecraft. And I downloaded it, and I remember trying it, and I was kind of like, meh. You know, I didn't get it. I wasn't as interesting as I thought it would be at first. And then over the next year or so, I had so many kids telling me they were into it. It was kind of like when Harry Potter came out and every kid I was reading it, I just finally broke down and read it. You know, I'm just like, I have to read it.
Right. Because
all my kids are reading it. So I want to kind of know where they're coming from. And I played it and I really just tried to give it a good attempt at playing it, and I got it. After I started playing, I got why it was so addictive and so much fun, and it just had so much creativity involved. So I loved it, you know, once I really dove into it.
And my second graders like it. Every single second grader in my class, all of them like it. And you didn't really get that with Harry Potter.
No.
That's like the closest analogy I think that we have.
Yeah, it's well, and a lot of people who don't know what Minecraft is, when they ask me what is Minecraft or how would you describe it, I describe it as like virtual Lego set. It's not the best analogy, but I think it's true. Like, there's lots of blocks. You hit, everything is in a exact square shape, and you can hit it and break it, and then you can take it and relocate it or build something with it. And so when I tell people that have never seen it, I say it's kind of like a giant sandbox game where you can build anything you want. There aren't a whole lot of necessarily real objectives like in a game where get all the gold coins to go to the next level.
Right.
Which for some people could be really frustrating, but the reason kids love it is it's like being in a sandbox and just playing and creating your own world. So I think that's what I found amazing about it.
I saw a photo last week. I want to say it's from Robert Craven, out in Orange County, so beyond the Orange Curtain. And I think it was his son, or maybe he shared a picture of someone's son that recreated like a Shakespearean theater all in Minecraft.
In Minecraft, yeah. Yeah, it's
awesome.
And the amount of time it takes to do that, I mean, it involves so much concentration and so much intensity of purpose and direction. And like, just, you have to be really focused. And these kids will just focus for hours and hours and hours and do that. And you know, I think it's great. I think it's a great alternative to, you know, blowing each other up and getting headshots in other games. And it's like playing with Legos, you know, it's just, there's that sense that you could do anything. And there's so many things you can do with it. I mean, my playing was very surface.
Uh-huh.
Like Minecraft EDU, like I was looking at some of the things they're doing and I'm blown away. You know, like there was a recreation of the cell. It was like you see this just giant shape in the background as you're walking toward us, and there's these instructions on little signs as you're walking toward it, and then you walk in and you hammer your way into the cell membrane, and it was incredible. It was looked like a Grand Canyon kind of thing. That's the immensity of the size of the things they were doing, and I was blown away by whoever built that.
Yeah,
I saw the entire. There was one of these things, the Harry Potter tie-in. There's this one mod you can mod Minecraft and put different skins and kind of give it a different look.
Right.
And they recreated the entire world of Harry Potter, like everything, like all the buildings. You start off at Privet Drive. You know, you go under the stairway where Harry Potter lives, and then you go to the train station. They've recreated that part of England.
That's
and
crazy.
It was sick. I mean, wow. And it had to have been done by crowdsource kind of thing, like where lots of people came in and, you know, they were constructing different parts. And it boggles my mind. It's amazing. You know, like what are these kids going to be able to do?
Right.
You know, in a couple years, like with whatever job they're in, you know, that they can apply themselves like that. I think that's super cool. It's really exciting.
Now, I'm still confused. I just have the free app on my iPad.
Mm.
Do you just like download a little app and then it's like file open? How do you even?
Minecraft, yeah, it's like a little executable file you download. You pay, I think for the app, it's maybe $7. And then the one for your PC is $30. And they've got it on PS3 and Xbox. It's all over the place. You open it up. It's like a little old DOS run window kind of thing. And you open it, and you have your account login. And once you log in, you can start a new world, or you can open a world you've already started creating.
That's
and
crazy.
Then and you can also, I think you can. I have, like I said, I very surface what I've done. I mean, I played what I'd say I'm a purist. I played only survival mode, which is you go in and you can do the thing where you just create and you can float very omniscient over the whole world, and you have all the objects in the world automatically available for you to build anything you want. Or you can go out where you have to go find everything, and you have to dig, and you have to cut down the trees and build your tools, and a little caveman trying to, you know, survive in your world. And I did it like that.
Okay.
But for me, that was a lot of fun. Sorry, was that, did I answer the question?
No, you didn't.
I didn't answer it. I kind of avoided it. No. What was the question?
I don't know. See, that's the nice thing. I don't have a good memory.
I don't
memory,
remember either. So. There was something about Minecraft and how do you play it, maybe?
Yeah.
Or what, how does it work?
Yeah, I think it was file open was the question.
Oh yeah, file open. Yeah.
So now that makes more sense, because you can't do that on an iPad.
No. Yeah. Well, you can. There's a lot you can do. Like my kids have played it on the iPad.
Okay.
And they like it. They like the PC version better. And I've heard a lot of kids that play it on Xbox really like it on the Xbox. Well, and it's because they're used to their controller. And a lot of people, and I don't go into the servers and play on the servers like I know a lot of people do. So I'm like a hermit, you know, Minecrafter, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, there's this guy, his name is Kurt J. Mack, and he has a show called Farlands or Bust. And he decided he was going to go into Minecraft and he can make a compass in Minecraft. Uh-huh. So he crafted a compass. He got the materials he would need to like survive, and he just started a walk. And so his walk, he's been doing it for like four seasons, I don't know if it's 4 years or whatever, but it's super far. He's gone super far, but he's just walking in a straight line from where he originally spawned.
Uh-huh.
Not a perfectly straight line, but he's headed in the direction. He's just meandering his way, and they call it the Farlands, is maybe as far as you can go. And people have calculated, like, I think if he really were walking in a perfectly straight line the whole time, it would take, like, you know, I don't know, 20 years. But it's the journey that's really interesting. And he has commentary on just a lot of interesting, you know, he'll talk about the NASA stuff, and he'll just have these little topics he'll talk about. It's very interesting. It's very endearing. They did an article in the New Yorker about him, and he's raising money for charity. So he's raised like $200,000
by walking in a straight line.
By walking in a straight line, I read that article, and I wrote a song called Far Lands or Bust. And I just took the name of the show and kind of the the feeling I had after reading the article. And I was also trying to do a song challenge for my Kickstarter. We had reached 50%. So I wanted to do something that showed 50. So I said, I'm going to write a 50-word song. And right when I was doing that, I read this article and I was like, okay, I'm totally inspired. It's going to be a Minecraft song. It's going to be 50 words long and it's going to be about Far Lands or Bust.
Uh-huh.
And so that's up on SoundCloud. Just, I think it's called Far Lands or Bust theme. We'll post a link somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really fun. And I'm trying to get him to hear it, but I think it's tough because there's like, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of viewers he has or whatever, but, I've been posting it to his Twitter account, and I've been I have a little Reddit thing going right now, and I haven't usually used a lot of Reddit either, but he has some strong fans there, and they're like, oh, this is cool. So I'm hoping he gets to hear it, because nice. I want to just give it to the show, and if he wants to use it, that's cool. If he doesn't, that's okay
whatever,
too.
Yeah. But that's whatever. Awesome. So actually, you wrote a whole album.
Yes, I wrote a whole album.
I say that as though I just meant it. That's actually why I wanted you on the podcast, to talk about the album. Because I said there's two things that I like about it. And the first
music.
One was music, and the second was Minecraft. And
Minecraft.
Not Minecraft. I barely
music.
Get it. Now I vaguely get it. So let's talk about the music. So you did a whole album.
Whole album.
Of Minecraft.
Of Minecraft. All songs inspired by Minecraft. So last December of 2012, November, December, I was playing the game like nonstop, like a total crackhead. I was just into it. And my son and I were both like, literally, we're fighting over who gets to, oh, let me use the computer, Dad. No, it's my turn. You get off, you know, and kick him off. And I'd play. And just having a lot of fun with it, discovering things and building our little world. And you build your little mansion to keep yourself safe. And then you venture out a little further.
From the zombies, right?
Yes, the zombies.
Yes.
There are zombies. And so as I played, we got to what's called February Album Writing Month.
Yes.
It's oh, I'm going to interrupt about org.
The zombies.
Oh, yes.
I tried doing a math lesson with subtraction, two-digit subtraction, regrouping.
In Minecraft.
And
okay,
awesome. I know like 1% of what you know, and apparently you know 1% of what some people know.
Yeah, I don't know
so
anything.
So we're regrouping, and like the green block's worth 10 and the blue block's worth 1, because I invented that. And as we're regrouping and like breaking down, what's the verb on it?
You're mining it, or you're... I think it's just mining, yeah, because you're using
So as I'm mining the green block, zombies come. I'm like, so now 1 10 is the same as 10, and I was expecting ones, and like, zombies! So it turned out you don't want to pick zombie mode, whatever that happened to be.
Yeah, I know there's easy, normal, or brutal, or something. There's like modes so that it's more dangerous or less dangerous for younger kids. I didn't discover until later. So my kids would get super frustrated when they died. Like, it was heartbreaking because they did so much work. And like, you go really far and you have all this cool stuff. Like, if you find diamonds, that's like huge, you know. You can find diamonds because you can make special armor and weapons and stuff to protect yourself. They're super strong. But if you fall in lava or if you die, all that stuff just lays there on the ground. And you go back to where you started, or you spawn somewhere else, and you have to find your way back. So if you haven't been keeping track, man, it's... It could be hours, hundreds of hours of work, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's brutal because you get really invested in it.
Yeah.
There's a penalty for not being, being smart about what you're doing with your resources and taking care of things. And it's strong emotional response. I felt the same way, man. I was like, oh, no. I can't believe I lost all my diamonds and stupid lava. I wrote a song about it. It's called Don't Dig Up. You should never dig straight up in Minecraft because things fall on you.
And you can
zombies, die. Monsters. Yeah, and you die. You know, or you just drop a whole bunch of stuff on your buried, or and you can dig your way out of stuff, but it's like if you dig up and there's a pool of lava over, you're dead. Yeah. Lava's always bad. Lava equals death.
All right.
In Minecraft. So there are it's not like there's danger in the game, which I think is cool. You know, I think as kids when we played, we always played things where there was a dangerous situation, you know, the pirates or you're rescuing someone, cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians or whatever. That ain't the element of danger, I think. I think there's been a lot of sanitizing things. I think having that in there, like you can die in the game, you know, makes it more interesting. It makes it fun, but there's something different about the way Minecraft handles that kind of thing. And like Call of Duty or some other game,
right?
You know, it's not the same. It really isn't. I think it's great. I don't know. I just, it's really cool. But so yeah, so I wrote all these songs. I have I think there are 14 songs on the album, covering hip hop, pop, heavy metal, punk, folk, some kind of very electronic-y stuff. Like I have stuff with like old vintage video game sounds in it, all over the place, you know, just, and they're ridiculous and funny. And, you know, like one song, like there's one song called the villagers are zombie meat. And it's just because every time the villagers, you know, the zombies eat the villagers, it happens every time. It's a horrible cycle and it's hard to, it's always sad when you find a village and the zombies eat all the villagers, but you know, so I had to commemorate that in song.
Of course, of course.
The villagers are zombie meat.
So I'm thinking that there's like this triple Venn diagram, like the three circles that overlap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you seeing this in your head?
Yeah, I see. I see three circles in my head.
And one's like music.
Can one be like a triangle?
No.
Well, no, it could still tip in.
I don't. I can't.
I'm seeing
that.
It.
I don't.
I can see it.
No.
All right. I'll just make them all circles.
I mean, I'm picturing like the Zelda Triforce.
You lost me on Zelda. I know who Zelda is.
Something about a Triforce. Zelda. Anyway, I'm picturing like a Venn diagram with like a Zelda pixelated triangle. Anyway, I'm thinking like we have like education, which we both care about, music,
right.
which you know, we care about and should be in schools. And, you know, I was trying to sneak it in different ways. And then Minecraft is kind of the third thing. And I don't know what the answer is. And maybe someone listening, let me say that as though people are going to listen to this.
They will. They have to.
Yes. It's all going to come together in some magical, amazing way. Because we figured out, you know, like I'm writing songs with my kids. We're writing one about counting money, because that's a big thing in second grade. People are doing Minecraft in education, you know, music in education. And now it's like Minecraft and music. And just like I'm waiting for the tie in there with something, just it's gonna be awesome. You know, I want to get this album like in my second grader's hands. They're like, "There's a song about Minecraft? Are you serious?" You know, like they would just
mind. They must go on YouTube and see. I mean, there's like Sky does Minecraft. He's this ridiculous huge YouTuber who does. There's a whole bunch of music that's just Minecraft songs.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are parodies of songs. So like I pride myself that all my songs are original songs, and I'm not opposed to parodies. But and some of them are just not so great. Like they're kind of offensive, you know, or the language isn't so great. And so like mine are definitely aimed at middle school students. And I have younger kids in my house too that aren't in middle school yet. So I sort of thought about them when I wrote it. There's not a whole lot of like full albums of Minecraft, original Minecraft music that I know of songs like that are inspired by Minecraft. So I don't know if I'm a trailblazer because I've seen there are songs out there. There's some really cool songs, that are out there. There's one, I wish I knew what it's called. I think it's My Diamond Sword or something. My Sky Does Minecraft. It's hilarious. And the videos are really cool too. Like they make these really cool videos. So actually my students made an animated video in fact, I have two videos.
Nice.
They're going to be coming out, this next week. One for Minecraft, You're My Best Friend. That's the lead single from Songs in the Key of Minecraft. That's my new album. And then another one called Minecraft Mobs. The mobs are a mob is any, creature or humanoid or animal or whatever in the game. So anything that can move or interact or that you can, you know, chop up to eat for meat or that they can kill you or whatever, those are called mobs. So I did like a speed song. It's like, it's really fast and it's like me speed singing like every character in the game as of 2013, February. There are some new characters since then, so I know people will point that out that are, you know, have the newest update of the game.
Right.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know. Let's talk about your Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah. Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
So there's this website, Kickstarter.com.
Kickstarter.com. And if you go to Kickstarter.com and type in Mr. MR period G G E E, just like gee whiz. People call me Mr. Gee all the time. So that is my bad, I guess, for phonetically writing a word. All the kids are like, Mr. Gee? Mr. G. Gee whiz. Yeah, I'm old now, yeah, obviously. Yeah. That's how kids pronounce words. And I've failed. But anyway, so if you go there and write Mr. G, or if you write songs in the key of Minecraft, or if you write Minecraft, I think there's only, right now there's like five or six things, and mine's the only album, and it's just it's like a Minecrafted version of me. It's like a bearded character with glasses, and he's got like this gangster necklace on. We kind of patterned it after Weird Al's Straight Outta Compton album.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly
totally what I was thinking of.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, my artist, Daniel Jacob Horine, he's amazing, and he did all the artwork for this, and he's going to do, if it funds, he's going to help me finish it out and do a little bit more, but he's already given me everything I need for like doing a basic, like if I were just going to do like a front and back CD cover, like I got the basics I need for that already. I so badly want this to fund, and I really think it is. I'm very confident at this point. So anyway, you go to Kickstarter, you can just type that in and you can find my page. But a lot of people don't know what Kickstarter is. It's a crowdfunding, I guess this is crowdfunding. It's like where a bunch of people come. It's almost like you're investing in a company, but it's not an investment. You're getting a product. It's not like you're saying, oh, I'm going to kick in $100 and maybe I'll get that investment back. If you're putting in a pledge,
like
$25. Say if you pledge $25, you'll get a CD. You'll get, I believe, a button, a sticker, an autograph, my eternal gratitude.
And a piece of bacon, right?
Maybe some bacon. If you stop by my house and you have my address and you've stocked me well, maybe I'll make you some bacon.
Yeah.
Please do not stock me. My family would not appreciate that. And so when you pledge, Kickstarter holds that, and no money is taken out until our thing reaches, if we reach our full goal, which is $3,500, then that money is then released at the end of the campaign. If it doesn't reach $3,500, so that I cannot fulfill what I have promised, then no one's money goes out and the CD doesn't get made. Worst case scenario, if this thing does not fund, I'm going to release these songs digitally. I just won't do as much with remixing. And, you know, this was a way for me to kind of test the market just to see, are there people out there that are interested in this? And I really felt like there were going to be from the response I got when I first played it. You know, people seem to be really excited about it. And, you know, when you're a musician and you have friends, they're always like, oh, that's great. I love what you're doing or whatever.
I don't know what that's like.
I'm sorry. Come on.
Do people feel that way about music sometimes?
Yeah.
Wow.
They do. Yeah. And you know what it's like.
My mom loves my music.
Your mom loves your stuff. Loves it. She freaking loves it.
She does.
And she should, because it's really good.
It is. Thank you.
It was good. We've done some great music together.
We have. We did.
We have. We still will.
Yes.
It's going to continue happening.
This would be a good lesson on past tense and future tense. And too much time in second grade.
Too much.
Yeah.
So, So the Kickstarter ends not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So after Super Sunday, the following February 9th, and at 10 p.m. And we are already 66% of the way. And according to statistics, there's lots of like kind of Kickstarter statistics sites where you can actually plug your Kickstarter URL in, and it'll tell you kind of like where it's trending towards, and mine's trending towards overfunding and meeting its goal. Like there's a 95% chance it says of meeting its goal, which for me is like very encouraging. And I feel pretty positive after the first 2 or 3 days. It's supposed to be a huge indicator. Like if you raise, like you're supposed to raise 25% in the first 24 to 48 hours. And I didn't. And I was kind of like, oh, but, But then I did a big push of promoting it and got a lot of support. A lot of people jumped in and I was like, okay, all right, this is going to happen.
Nice.
And I think it's going to happen because people know that I have done music for years, that I have released tons of CDs. I mean, so many different CDs I've been on or I've recorded, and I've always been able to deliver. I've never been in a situation where I've been funded like by like a someone giving me money to fund it. But I really feel like this is going to make it even more easy for me to deliver because I'm going to have the upfront money to immediately order the CDs, like when this thing ends, to finish off any of the mixing or mastering. And I've done it so many times. I totally know what to do. I know which companies to use. And I'm going to be documenting all that process and sharing that with everyone that's interested. So if anyone is just wanting to know what goes into making an album, hey, kick in $5 and watch the process.
Yeah.
You know, or if you want to actually get a CD, kick in 25. And I'm posting a weekly comic. I'm doing a web comic, and that's going up every Wednesday. And every Sunday night, I'm doing a video update of some sort. Nice. During the campaign. And after it funds, I think I will just probably continue doing that just to keep everyone apprised of what's happening with the project after it funds.
Super cool. That'd be fun for a high school class. They're learning about like audio production to follow it start to finish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I didn't know, even with a music degree. I'm like, so what?
What do I do now?
How do you do this? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, I love the process and I've been through it a lot. And it's different every time too, because every few years the technology has changed. I mean, this may be the last CD I make. I don't know. I don't know if CDs are totally gone, but I mean, they're really going away, you know, just like the cassette or whatever. Although vinyl's coming back. So
who knows?
You know, maybe CD will be a renaissance in 20 years or something. Yeah. But, I really like the CD format. I like the physical artwork. As someone who grew up with CDs and records and tape cassettes, I always liked having something to hold in my hands. And a lot of the people that are committing to it are more my age or parents of kids. Mm. So, you know, I think they're excited about the CD. But I've also had people that just buy it for the digital download, you know, or they're just supporting it because they know it's me and they like what I've done with music. And so they're supporting what I've done with music.
That's awesome. So I'm thinking I might have my kids listen to it and use it like as a writing prompt. To kind of, you know.
How does this make you feel?
You ready for this?
Okay.
To kickstart their thoughts.
Oh.
Actually, I'm going to run over to the drums.
Okay, run over to the drums. Right. Hold on. We're going to do a ba-doom. Right. Wait for it. That was beautiful. You know, when you're in a studio, you can do stuff like that.
I know.
There's drums everywhere, and you can ba-dum. Awesome.
And by drums everywhere, we mean in the corner.
Well, they're in the corner, but there are drums here.
Yeah.
Right? And amps and pianos and basses and...
And all sorts of instruments.
I know, and a Minecraft Steve head right there. Yeah. You can put that on later if you want.
All right.
Okay. Awesome. You guys should see this. It's amazing.
That's good. I'm going to Instagram it right now.
Okay.
And people will be like, why do you take so long to post it?
So, yeah. So, oh, and we were going to talk about... We're going to talk about Soundation.
Yeah, we can do a quick Soundation.
Oh, we can do it. Well, or whatever.
Well, the crazy thing about... We were talking about Soundation, as we just talked about, because we just said Soundations. Now we're talking about
Yeah, we
about
just
Soundation.
Said it, so I guess we should talk
I
about it.
I learned about it actually as a plugin from Google Hangout.
Oh, it's a plugin in Google Hangout.
Like on the left side, you can click YouTube and it pops up and you can all watch YouTube videos together. You can do, you know, like Google Effects and like you have, you know,
yeah,
like
wear the hat fake or hat. Something. Yeah, that's really
it's
cool.
Soundation is one of those.
Oh,
it's
that's
that now.
See,
one.
I didn't realize they must have just acquired it or something because I've used Google Hangout, but I never noticed that. Wow.
And so the thing that I heard about so it from fast. Is that everyone can be, you know, like you can be on a Hangout and write a song together. But I looked at it and it was like really, really, really basic. But I think it's already come a long ways.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know it from just soundation.com, right?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even realize until you said tonight that it was like, oh, there's the Google Talk thing. Like, because that doesn't register for me because I don't use it as much. Although I do use Google Talk for composing music with my writing partner, Pedro Costa. He's in Canada. So we had never, Hoser?
Dude, I have a good Canada joke here for the Canada
Canadians, by the way, are totally cool with you mocking them. They're very down to, they don't mind.
They are.
Doesn't bother them. Americans were much more uptight about that kind of thing, but
yeah,
Canadians really don't mind. It's just right off their back like maple syrup, you know? It's
All right, so I told this joke to Alec Kouros, EdTech guy up in the University of Regina. That's how he pronounces it, for reals.
Okay.
In the province, provinces are like states. I didn't even know this.
I didn't know that. I knew about provinces. Okay,
which
wow.
I didn't know was real.
Wow.
So anyway, he's in Saskatchewan, and I told him the joke, and it was about how they named Canada. Do you know this one?
No, I have not heard this
one.
They're
like, oh, we'll put all 26 letters inside of a hat, and we'll pull some out, and whatever letters we get, that's what we'll call Canada. Reach in. C A N A D A. Yes. Yes.
You don't have to run over again, but we could just
We could totally. Yeah, I'm not totally going to copy and paste it, but we could. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then my latest, I think that's how they name Canada.
I think it is. And then my latest favorite tool is Voxer. Like Boxer, but
oh,
with a
okay,
V.
Yeah, Voxer.
And it's like a group text message where you can text or share pictures, but 90% of the time you just talk.
That's cool. And it's like that old thing on the phones that it was like a walkie-talkie almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
like
a
on
Squawk
Nextel
thing.
Phones or Nextel.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I remember that was really popular, and then just kind of went away.
Yeah, and then Heytel was around for a while, but that was like private, so it was kind of you're like, "Hi, hey, how are you? I'm good." And this you can have like 15
ridiculous.
People. So we're talking about that, and Victoria Olson, who lives I think in Saskatchewan also, which is a province
Canada.
In Canada, eh?
Eh.
Whenever she talks about something in Canada, not only do we have to convert Fahrenheit to Celsius for her.
Oh yeah.
But which I'm getting good at. It's kind of fun.
Oh, you're good. Did you know that Fahrenheit and Celsius meet at like minus
35?
Yeah,
32?
Something like that. Yeah. He's like, oh, I was like, really? Wow. Wow. See, yeah. You learn new things by having Canadian friends.
You do. It's crazy.
All the time. Hockey. They love the hockey up there.
We haven't talked about that.
Actually, though, my friend, he doesn't like hockey at all.
Huh.
He's more of a football.
Ooh, you know. Yeah.
So
whenever Victoria mentions Canada, I talk with my fake Canadian accent, which ends up being a bit more Irish than I would like to admit.
And she's like, "What are you doing? What voice is that?"
Yeah, but they're super nice about it. It's crazy.
They are.
Yeah. So I mean, when I think of Soundation, that's what I think of.
Canada.
Of Canada. Yeah. Yeah.
And Voxer.
So anyway, that's my latest thing. So you know, we're going through threads with that, and. I forgot what the tie-in, but I totally had a way to bring it right back to the Google Hangouts. Maybe we were talking about it, and everyone's kind of realizing that like you can hang out with Soundation.
Oh yeah.
And then Canada and Voxer.
Yeah, and then I think about Boxing Day.
Yes.
Which is Canadian
we
holiday.
Should have Voxing Day.
Voxing Day. Beat Voxing Day. Right.
And hang
I was
on.
All over
Let
that.
Me pull up, and I'll get the little beep.
Okay. Wait all right, for it.
Because it does like a little beep thing.
This is going
to
be
when
good.
You go to talk.
I can't
all
wait.
Right, so, all right, go ahead.
What?
Right?
So wait, I made it beep with my beatbox?
You did. It's a beep box.
Beep box.
We're devolving so quickly right there.
Very quickly. So,
and now Scott Bedley's going to say, what's with, that was the weirdest Vox ever.
Yeah. Kickstarter people. Just support my Kickstarter. All I'm asking is that you donate $5,000-$10,000, and I will wash your car. I will personally wash your car. I will fly anywhere in the continental U.S. for $5,000 and wash your car. Yeah, I will do that. It might have to be like in an off season, like where it's less. I mean, because I don't want to pay $1,000 out of the because that's going to go to the production.
And
I
add fine print, like it has to be warm.
It has to be warm.
Because right
yeah.
now I'm wearing sandals.
I won't. Right. We're wearing sandals because it's warm and comfortable here. But
meanwhile,
I will be waiting until the climate is identical to what it is here. So I guess this is void in Florida. I'm not going to come to Florida, guys. It's too humid. But I will send my music there.
All right. Awesome.
All right. If you give me $10,000, I'll go to Florida.
Nice. So I'll try and remember all the things we talked about in the show notes. Pretty much I'll just get your Kickstarter.
Okay, yeah. Just
and we'll go from there. Now, Steve, you're on the Twitters.
I'm on the Twitters. Mr. G Fun, MrGeeFun, and also S Giles, S-G as in
Giles.
As in Giles, yeah. G-U-I-L-E-S, and MrGRocks.com and NewCoolNow.com. Those are sort of my my main nesting places for my music.
You've got a lot of the social media and a lot of the websites.
I have the social medias. I have the tweeters. Tweeterages?
Tweeterians.
Tweeterians. I do the tweeter.
I just add a definite article, the, because my mom does.
Oh, that's good. The Twitter, the Facebook, the internets.
Yeah. But I always have to have a disclaimer about that, or else people think I'm just a moron.
That you're a moron?
Yeah. I am for other reasons. Yeah.
I would never call you a moron.
Well, the Steve, thank you for joining me on Bill Selleck Talks.
You're welcome to Bill Selleck Talks.
You are not Bill Selleck, but you are Steve.
I am Steve.
And I'm Bill, and this was me talking.
What?